Hi, this is Bugs Henderson with still yet another edition of Liner Notes that speak to you. Brand new album, new label, new music. Hope you enjoy it. First song is No One Owns the Blues, written by Josh Allen out of Dallas, Texas. I love this song because it jumps right on what I call the blues snobbery that exists in the nation today. For a guy like me that's been doing this so long and can remember when the blues weren't background music for every commercial on TV, I'm bewildered and fascinated by all the people that think they know what the blues is and what it has to look like. And has to be played on a beat-up guitar, and you have to dress a certain way and look a certain way. When, of course, the truth is it's all from the heart. You either hear it or you don't. And if you don't, you don't know what the blues is. Loving Yourself, written by Mike Duke. This is a song that I've had for years. I always think about the George Harrison liner notes on Chet Atkins' Beatle album when he said, I would have played these songs this way. When we recorded them, I just didn't have enough fingers at the time. It's kind of the way I feel about this song. I've had it so long, I'd get it out every now and then and work on it. It just took me years to where I felt like I could nail it and do it right. It's a beautiful tune. Chain Me. Now, this is interesting. I was up late one night in a hotel watching a dubious cable channel, and they had a special on a club somewhere up east where people would go in and pay to get abused in various ways in various bizarre outfits, and that's where I got the idea for the tune. Strangely enough, people come up to me all the time after we perform the song and say, yeah, we get it. We know what you're talking about. And I have to tell them, no, it's not about me. It's about you. But who knows? Tramp on Your Street, Billy Joe Shaver. What can you say? It's a Billy Joe Shaver song. A friend of mine in Oklahoma sent me this, and he knew it'd get me. The first four lines, it slayed me. I knew I had to do it. It's a wonderful tune. Look What Love Can Do, written by Don Wise with the Delbert McClinton Band. I actually cut this song on Don's album a couple of years ago. I always liked it. And Debbie Campbell does a great job singing backup on this, too. It's a good tune. Uncle John, written by my friend John Nitzinger. We actually recorded this with the old Nitzinger Band many years ago. It's a sad song, but then again, it's not a sad song if you listen to the message. Some nice lyrics. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Well, it's kind of like Billy Joe Shaver. Here's a Merle Haggard song. We do this song live. I always introduce it by saying, here's a tune by one of the world's greatest living blues singers. You either get that or you don't. My Baby, written by Ronnie Weiss, formerly of Mouse and the Traps, another old partner of mine from East Texas. This is a cool tune, and it got me off my tail and made me start thinking about some vocal parts. This was a lot of fun to cut. Drugstore Blues. I actually wrote this song about a place I used to hang out in Dallas back in what I refer to as the dark ages of my life. And it's one of those places that was open all night. And people like me would go in there to get the tools of their trade, to do the things we shouldn't be doing. And I went back a few years later after I got my act together, and sure enough, it was still the same. Same people in there doing the same things. 13 Ways, though, this is a pretty obvious song. Don't ask me what the 13 ways are. Figure them out yourself. Hell, maybe you can come up with 14. Have Blues Must Rock. Well, this just kind of tells it like it is for me. All my life I've been hearing, this kind of refers back to No One Owns the Blues, really, the people been telling me, oh, that's not the blues, that's not the real blues, it's too loud, it's too intense, not, that's not the way the old guys played it. And I think the message is real clear in here. It's just music anyway. Just music. Hideaway. Man, I wish Freddie was around to hear this. This was a blast doing. This was the third take. We did this flat out live in the studio, just plugged in and played it. Didn't have to do any weird overdubs or anything. I got all the way through it, and I love the feel of it. Just one of those tunes I wanted to do again, but I wanted to do it different. Everybody plays these songs the same all the time, and sometimes they think you're out of line if you redo them. But, you know, I knew Freddie pretty well, and I heard him play this song many times. He never played it the same way twice. So it's a cool arrangement. This is fun. We like this one. Well, thanks for listening to all the people that they've been following us for all these years and picking up everything we've ever done. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate it and how wonderful it makes us feel. The new fans that are listening for the first time, welcome aboard. The people that listened this far and didn't like it, well, like it says in the song, take a walk. Thanks for listening. God bless. See you next time.